I grew up a very privileged life. I grew up as a military brat, and in 2011, I had the chance to go to Essex, England, for the Boy Scout World Jamboree. And it's a group of hundreds of kids, mostly young men, boys, and we got to go over there, and our scout leader was from England, so he was kind of our local guide. Well, in 2011, I was an 11-year-old boy, and I lived in Minot, North Dakota, and grew up a very sheltered life. I lived on an Air Force base, didn't really have a lot of friends, just kind of did my own thing. So going over to England was kind of a culture shock to me. And I remember meeting this young girl, and she was very cute, had long brunette hair. And she's like, "Oh, I really like your hat. Can I have your hat?" And I was like, "A girl likes me? What is this? This is awesome." So I gave her my hat. And then she touches my knee and rubs it for a second and then giggles and runs away. And then I was like, I went up to my friend and I was just like, "Drew, what just happened?" And she goes, "I don't know, she just touched your knee." And my scoutmaster overheard me and goes, "Did one of the Essex girls just touch your knee?" And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Do you know what that means?" And I was like, "No." He goes, "They say when you touch a knee, it gives you an eighth of an orgasm." I was like, "Oh my God." And like being an 11-year-old kid, I'm like, I don't even know what, did something happen? I'm so confused. It's like, I did not realize, this is how that works. So I was really, kind of just shocked and taken back. And of course, my mom's on the trip with me, and she hears about it. She goes, "You cannot see this woman again. You have no interaction with her." I was like, "Oh, gosh." So then she comes by again, and she goes, "Oh, we're going to the disco later. Are you coming?" I was just like, "Yeah, okay, I'll come." And so my mom was petrified, but the disco was just basically a giant dance in a field. And so I end up going with a couple of my friends, and there's chaperones and whatnot, but we end up dancing, and she's like literally, and like I'm a good Christian boy growing up, so I'm just keeping my room, saving room for Jesus. And she's just like, she reaches back and starts rubbing on my knee. And I'm like, "I don't think I'm ready for this. I'm too young." And then she leans in and kisses me, and I kiss her with my mouth open like this, and we smack teeth, and then she runs off crying, and I never saw her again, and I never got my hat back. That's my story.